is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
It's BYU's first ever Big 12 opening win, and it comes today against Arizona State. 76-56 is our final. The Cougs have beaten the Sun Devils last six in a row here at the Marriott Center, and the Cougs overall Marriott Center win streak goes to 14 today. Head coach of the Cougars, Kevin Young, now on the headset. Coach, congratulations on your first Big 12 conference win today.
Appreciate it. Yeah, no, it was a great environment in here. Love playing at the Marriott Center. The place was rocking tonight, or today, I should say. So it was just a good game all around.
Not officially a sellout, but it may as well have been. 16,926. Tough to see an open seat on a Tuesday afternoon for BYU basketball. What a day.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, someone asked me about that yesterday. Like, oh, you know, you worried about the Marriott Center, you know, with the students being out there. I got a sneaky suspicion it'll still be pretty loud in there. So, yeah, this place is awesome.
Well, congrats, Coach. That's a big deal. Get your first Big 12 win. And I think an important game to get off on the right foot in conference with the home game. One of the things I really like that I'm seeing, Coach, is the defensive improvement. I know that's something you've been working on and made a lot of progress. I like how you switch up a lot. I'm a proponent of giving different looks. Seems to me that's a big part of what you're trying to do to keep teams on their toes a little bit and showing them different looks. Is that kind of how you approach it?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's something that we had talked a lot about in the preseason. You know, a lot of my staff is – you know, big on that. It's something that isn't as prevalent, you know, in my past coaching life, but, you know, did it a lot when I was a young head coach in the G League, and it's something that I think keeps teams a little bit off balance. And, you know, our guys have, you know, done a good job of being able to, you know, switch things up.
Rebounding edge plus 10 today, points in the paint edge a plus 12, and you made the offensive rebounds count today. A better than 1-to-1 ratio in second chance points to 0 rebounds. You were 16 points off 13 offensive boards, and you outscored the Sun Devils 16-6 in second chance today.
Yeah, that's something that you know, I've harped on from the second I've gotten here. You know, we want to be an offensive rebounding team, which we have been. And, you know, it's unselfish for our guys to go get an offensive rebound. You know, a lot of times you see people trying to just put it back up in traffic. Like, you know, if we don't have a clean putback, our guys do a great job of kicking it out for threes. And so, you know, it was good to see multiple guys getting in there and making that happen.
I'll say, we're a couple minutes in with you. We haven't said the words Richie or Saunders yet. So I think now is the time to talk about a career-high 30 from Rich.
Yeah, I mean Richie – yeah, I think I've been pretty vocal about just how important he is to our team. I think he's a great player. He's a great teammate, and just the way he gets stuff done out there, I think is what I love the most. You know, he's a low maintenance guy. You know, we run some stuff for him, but a lot of stuff that he gets, man, he just makes things happen on his own, and but does it within our, you know, our system. And so, I think that's what I love more than anything. And I love tonight how his leadership is really starting to show more. I saw him talking to Cannon in different occasions, and so, you know, we're challenging him to be more of a vocal leader as well.
Great to see Yegor back on the floor after about a month. You know, obviously there's some rust, some, you know, the three wasn't falling for him, had a couple turnovers, but there were some sections in that game I thought, this is what I'm used to seeing. This is what I like to see from him. He does still get 7 assists, 4 rebounds, so he's doing good things for you. But what do you see from him kind of going forward? What do you need from him, and where is he at in his progress?
Yeah, I thought, you know, it's tough to sit on the Providence game that he had for as long as he had to sit on it. The rest of us were able to flush that pretty quick and move on. He obviously didn't have that luxury. So I did expect him to press a little bit. I think, you know, big thing with him and his shooting is really, I think, the shot selection. I think he takes some rush shots at times where those are tough for anybody to make. And so we can work with him there. I love his floor game. I mean, I thought he was, you know, as good as advertising pick and roll. You know, had some turnovers late that are kind of were uncharacteristic of him. But, you know, I thought his floor game really allowed us to open things up and find a lot of those threes that he generated with his passing.
We'll have closing comments with Coach Kevin Young coming up. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show, brought to you by the BYU Creamery. Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu, serving sweet memories for 75 years. More with the coach, Kevin Young, next. His team defeats ASU today. Final score 76-56 on a great day of basketball at the Marriott Center right here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, so Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant with BYU head coach Kevin Young. The Cougs over the Arizona State Sun Devils today, 76-56. BYU now 10-2 on the year, 1-0 in the Big 12. Time for our Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at RyanValuation.com. ASU came into today 23rd in defensive block shot percentage. And today, ASU had zero block shots. And Jaden Quaintance, who's a one-man shot blocking machine, was kept out of the block category today. How did you keep Arizona State from doing what the Sun Devils do so well today?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of a couple of things. I think our spacing is something that we talk a lot about. You know, I think with our shooting, you know, it's harder for, I think, teams to crowd the paint against us. That's one. And then two, you know, I think our guys did a good job for the most part of making paint reads, you know, in this game. You know, like Yegor, one he had comes to mind in transition where he pushed it, played off 2 feet in the paint, kicked it for a three. So just simple stuff that we talk about every day, we drill every day, and there was good carryover.
Well, Coach, what a difference a year makes. I don't know if this time last year you expected to be here, but we're sure glad you're here, and a great start to conference play. What do you think, from what you can tell and watching games and just your experience, what is the difference between kind of that preseason mode and when you get into conference play?
Yeah, I think it's just everything is turned up a level. You know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of, you know, two things in the NBA world. One is the kind of the post-All-Star break. Is kind of that how that operates in the NBA, where everyone starts to turn it up a notch and gets ready for the playoffs. That's kind of what this feels like. And you know, luckily for me, you know, Dallin, Trey, Foose, Richie, you know, Trevin, you know, Dawson, even though he was injured, like we've got guys that have run this gauntlet before, and so I've relied on them, and I think their experience has been good in terms of letting our young guys know what's coming.
Back into this game for a second. You had a 16-point lead late in the first half, but you go to the half, it's a 5-point game suddenly, and you had to be aware that of the last four ASU wins, three had come when they were trailing at halftime, so you knew what you had there. What did you want your guys to kind of drill down on when that lead got tight at the break?
Yeah, first of all, I didn't coach the end of the half very well, so I didn't put our guys in a good enough position, so some of that stuff's on me. But in terms of the halftime, you know, we talked to our guys a lot about just playing with an edge, with the swagger, with the confidence. You know, we got a good basketball team. You know, we got a lot of talent, we got a lot of shooting, we got a lot of unselfish guys. And, you know, I challenged our guys to come out and play with an edge, and I thought that they did that, and that's, you know, to the tune of a 9-0 run to start that half, and, you know, that was really good to see.
You said you're still getting familiar with some of the college vernacular when it comes to the metrics, but it's a quad two win, and you were looking for a quad two win here this week. You got one, and you can build on this now because a lot of quad one opportunities are coming really quickly as well.
No, for sure, and I am. You know, learning on the fly with all that type of stuff. But I know we have work to do. You know, we let a, you know, non-conference, we didn't play as tough of a schedule as I personally would have liked, but that's a story for another day. And in the power games that we did play, you know, we came up short. So I told our guys, you know, look, we have work to do. And so this was a step in the right direction there.
All right, final day of 2024, and it brings us to the league slate getting truly into a grind, two games every week for 10 weeks, your Tuesday, Saturday essentially every week except one where you're a Wednesday, Saturday, so you know the rhythm and the routine you're going to be in now, and things don't get any easier, as they never do in this Big 12. You're off to Houston on the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I love the cadence that we're going to be coming on here. I think that'll help us, you know, just get into a rhythm as far as our preparation, so we got a good template there. And, yeah, man, like you said, it's not this is a tough league, and that's one of the reasons that this job was enticing to me, was to come out and be able to play, you know, really good teams every night, good coaches every night, and good players every night. So, you know, our guys are, I think, really excited about what's to come, and tonight I think is a confidence builder as we take it onto the road.
As in any league, it's so important you just win your home games, because there were four road winners in the Big 12 here on day one and night one, and so you get a big home win that way, kind of hold serve, and then take your game on the road.
Absolutely. I think there's a you know, there's a recipe if you study kind of who's made it, you know, out of this league into the tournament. Obviously, winning your home games is a huge part of that recipe. But, you know, I've tried to be vocal about this, but, like, I've never been able as a competitor to wrap my head around, like, almost succumbing to this notion of, like, oh, it's a road game. You know, I just don't believe in that. And so I think the scheme's the scheme, the game plan's the game plan, and you got to go get it done. And so for us to do what we want to do, we're going to have to do that, and we got a good chance to go do that here in a few days.
We look forward to it in Houston. Coach, congratulations on Big 12 win number one. Many more to come. Thanks again. Congrats.
Thanks, guys. Happy New Year.
All right, Happy New Year to you and your family. That is Kevin Young.